In this bulletin, an anti-dumping investigation begins in China into Australian wine. Victoria records 222 new COVID-19 cases and 17 further deaths. And in sport, event organisers seek funding support to plan for future fun runs and festivals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced an anti-dumping investigation into imports of wine from Australia. It will examine whether Australian winemakers dumped 2-litre bottles of wine in China at reduced prices over a 5-year period to the detriment of the local product. China is Australia's largest trading partner, accounting for a third of all of Australia's exports, and is the largest market for the $3 billion wine export industry. Victoria's Premier is warning the state regular testing will be critical to assess whether reduced coronavirus case numbers are enough to change rules. The state has recorded its lowest number of new infections in a month at 222 new cases, but another 17 deaths. Daniel Andrews says while authorities knew there would be a drop in test numbers as more Victorians stay at home, the 17% reduction in the past week is higher than expected. He's urging Victorians with even the slightest of symptoms to get tested because data is required to make firm decisions.
I don't want a situation where we see numbers continuing to fall, but at the same time, the total number of tests falling also, because then that will mean we don't have confidence that we have an accurate picture of just how much virus is in the community. We don't want that to be in any way an inhibitor to moving to a new phase and a new set of rules. But we've got to have that confidence that we are getting a complete or as close to a complete picture as we possibly can.
The national death tally now stands at 438. An inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program has heard about 90% of the state's coronavirus cases can be traced back to one family. A health department epidemiologist has given evidence today that the family of four who returned from overseas tested positive in May. Dr. Charles Elprin has told the inquiry that the family were allowed to walk outside their hotel room and were accompanied by security guards.
It is likely that a high proportion, approximately 99% of current cases of COVID-19 in Victoria, have arisen from Ridges or Stanford. However, I cannot be very precise in the number or proportion to have arisen from each outbreak separately. It is likely that the large majority, I said in my statement, approximately 90% or more of COVID-19 infections in Victoria can be traced to the Ridges Hotel.
And New South Wales Health says a security guard became unwell after working at a quarantine hotel, with police admitting the development is concerning. Three men have been charged over the alleged importation of cocaine after a fishing boat was intercepted near Newcastle over the weekend. A man from Hong Kong and two Australian men have been charged, faced court in Sydney and refused bail, and could face life in prison if convicted. Michelle Obama has urged voters to elect a US president who's committed to facts, slamming Donald Trump's chaotic leadership. Michelle Obama addressed the Democratic National Convention in support of presidential candidate Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris. She's criticised Mr. Trump, arguing he's not up for the job, and she's encouraging the community to work together for change.
Because I know the goodness and the grace that is out there in households and neighborhoods all across this nation. And I know that regardless of our race, age, religion, or politics, when we close out the noise and the fear and truly open our hearts, we know that what's going on in this country is just not right.
The organisers of several sporting events plan to ask the federal government for funding support as they try to bounce back from COVID-19 disruptions. It's estimated 8,500 events have been delayed or cancelled this year, affecting thousands of employees and costing the economy $1 billion. It's hoped a $48 million stimulus package will help restart the industry, which includes running events and triathlons. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, showers with wind easing, 14. Showers for Melbourne, 13. Hobart, possible shower, 13 degrees. Canberra, some showers and 10. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 18. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 28. Cairns, also sunny, 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.